You'll do it. You'll figure it out.
This will be a weird one. Okay. Whatever. Mm-hmm. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, you guys.
And welcome back to Sloth Love Chunk, your favorite and probably only Goonies Superfan podcast. I'm your host, Ants.
I'm Matt.
On this episode of Sloth Love Chunk, number 12, it's going to be a bit of a narcissistic episode.
Mm-hmm.
A little different. We are going to talk about, I feel weird about this.
Why?
Because it's all about me.
I know. This is the Anthony show today.
Yeah, we're going to talk about a birthday party I had.
Mm-hmm.
It was 5 years ago, guys. My wife threw me the most amazing Goonies birthday party. And yeah, we're going to talk about it.
God bless her heart.
Who has a whole podcast about a birthday party?
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, so come on with us and reminisce as we go down memory lane. You know? Oh, but before we get started, don't forget, at the end of the episode, Matt and I will recite the Goonies Oath.
You too could be a Goonie.
That's correct. You can join in, become an official Goonie as well. Yeah, and I almost forgot. Man, I'm always forgetting nowadays. You guys can visit us at slothlovechunk.com.
Yes.
Email us at goondocs@slothlovechunk.com or visit us on Instagram at slothlovechunk_podcast. I'm going to put a lot of pictures from the party up on the Instagram. It will become obvious why once we start talking about it, but yeah
so now the Instagram's all about Anthony too.
You know,
jeez,
I'll put your big face all over it, bro.
All right, so set the stage for our listeners, Anthony.
Let me set the scene. May 2019, pre-COVID times.
Yeah,
and the future was so bright
you had to wear shades.
Yeah. May. All right. So my birthday is coming up. The whole reason we're doing this episode is because my wife told me. She's like, oh, you guys should do an episode about your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, because she wants us to talk about her.
Oh, I didn't get that till just now.
So I was like, you know what? My birthday's coming up. We got to do it sometime. So let's do it. So, yeah, it was May 2019. Saturday, May 4th, I believe it was.
Ooh.
And let me set the scene a little bit. I was hung over as a mother effer.
Yep.
On the morning of the party.
Why is that?
Because Matt and I went to a baseball game. It was the San Diego Padres versus the Los Angeles Dodgers, which you never want to go to a Dodgers game because it's just fight central. And anyways,
yep.
We had a little too much fun at the baseball game that night.
We did. It was, what was it? It was craft beer day, right? It was
beer fest.
Yeah.
So it was like $10 for 20 beers. It was insane. Mm-hmm. They just wanted fights to happen. So we avoided that problem. But the next morning, I was hurting, dude.
It was terrible.
Yeah, I was hurting. So the next morning, we woke up and we went to breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Me, Matthew, my wife, my two children went to breakfast, had a very nice breakfast, feeling a little bit better. We come home. Lo and behold, right in the middle of the living room was a ginormous treasure chest. Mm-hmm. Like you could fit a human being in this treasure chest.
Yes.
And on the wall was a map. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, I forgot about the map.
What the heck is going on?
Yeah.
So, you know, my wife has got that, you know, look on her face like, ooh, I know something you don't know.
Yeah. I also knew, just so people know, I was in on it, but it was very cool. I didn't know what the chest looked like prior.
On the chest was a note. I'm going to read it to you now. It says, "Dear Ants, 33 years ago, my friends and I found Chester Copperpot and the treasure that he lost his life trying to find. We were in the local news for a little while, but after that, we'd figured that the world had pretty much forgotten about our adventure. But earlier this year, we got a letter from Chester Copperpot Jr. He told us about a new treasure and how he thought you'd be the one to find it. We have this string of numbers that can decode to figure out your next step. We know that if you're looking for Chester Jr., well, only a true Goonie is going to be able to find him. We want you to prove you have what it takes, that you're one of us. All of us work together to design the puzzles you'll see in this satchel. If you can solve them all, you should have what you need to decode the numbers. Good luck. There are 5 puzzles in the satchel. The first puzzle's answer will give you a letter, and each of the other 4 puzzles will give you 2-digit numbers. We've included some tips for the gang to help you get started. So yeah, ooh, there was a brown satchel, and inside the satchel was a bunch of cool little knickknacks. There was a, wow, what is it called? A Mexican army cipher was in there. There was like a clock. There was a head of the statue of David. Lots of cool stuff. And there was the map.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh my God, this is a Goonies adventure. It's a real Goonies adventure. Did you crap your pants at this point, Matthew?
I did. I didn't know it was going to be this elaborate. I had an idea of what the thing was going to be.
Yeah, I thought my wife was doing this, you know? So I was like, all right, this girl, I don't think she's got what it takes to make this be really great, you know?
No. she hired a company, right?
Yeah. She hired, I guess you would call them an adventure creation company. The company is called Constructed Adventures. Their Instagram is Constructed_Adventures. It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, the first clue, I actually found all the clues. I kept all this stuff in the treasure chest I have. First clue from Chester Copperpot Jr. Mr. Ants, it appears you have come in possession of a large chest full of treasure. It's currently in your living room. As I said before, I hold the key. I'm happy to split the treasure with you, but first you must find me. Grab that map on the wall. You'll use it to find my location. So on the map, it was a blank map, but in the satchel were translucent overlays. So you would overlay one piece and it would take us to a location. At that location, we would find another clue, solve the riddle, get another overlay, go to use the map, go to the next one. And it was pretty sweet Goonies looking map. I still have the map, Matthew. Want to see it?
Yeah, look at that thing.
Well, you guys can't look at it, but we're
looking. Wow. Yeah.
So the first clue, we had to find this giant wooden eagle at the coast of Del Mar. And there was another note waiting for us. Well done. You have passed the first test. This is a Mexican army cipher. You will use it a couple times throughout the day. Next up, you'll need to track down an associate of mine. He's a seedy individual, but he's what you need. Line up the paper on the map. X marks the spot.
Also, just to interject here, I was given contact information for these guys, and he was giving me instructions and letting me know, you know, if you guys get stuck, do this. Just, you know, I was always in contact with the creator of the adventure.
Yeah, all day. Matthew's kind of like on his phone, checking his phone. I was like, man, this dude's just on his phone all day.
Yeah, but, what a dick. It's my birthday.
Yeah. But you were actually like talking to the guy that was running the whole adventure, making sure that we were going the right way and not being led astray.
Yeah. So the other thing I have to mention, of course, it might be on your minds already, is that these guys had to set up these clues right before we got there. You know, they couldn't risk some curious kid picking up that dial. So that was the other reason.
They were always like 10 minutes ahead of us.
Yeah, that was the other reason for the constant contact with me. So they knew how far ahead they had to be of us.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah.
That's got to be kind of stressful, too, running an adventure like that.
I know. You get some cop who says, hey, what are you guys doing over there?
So that clue then sent us to a restaurant, which was about 10 miles away. And at the restaurant, we ran in to the third member of our party, which was my buddy, Aaron. I show up. I'm like, yo, Aaron's here. And he's dressed up as Brand from the Goonies. Yep. Full sweatsuit, cut off bandana. Arms, red bandana.
Farmer's tan.
That's when I realized there's a lot of work that's going on.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Aaron's in full costume. Oh, I also forgot that I was dressed up as Chunk.
Yep.
You were dressed up as Sloth. Why did we get into costume? Did my wife tell us, why don't you guys go ahead and dress up?
Yeah, she told us to get into costume. I knew I was going to be Sloth.
So you had your Superman t-shirt, suspenders, tricorn hat.
And the bandana, the red bandana.
I was Chunk with, you know, your Chunk flower shirt,
mm-hmm.
plaid pants. I had a red jacket.
Mm-hmm.
We looked good.
It was great. Yeah.
So we show up at this restaurant, Aaron's there, and then there's like a note on a table, and it's from Chester Copperpot saying, I threw a doubloon to the server. Have lunch on me. Like, yeah. We didn't have to pay for anything the entire day.
That was the
day.
Great part. We didn't have to stress anything.
Yeah. Oh, it says, now that your crew is together, it's time for a drink and a challenge. Grab a bite, order a brew, open the chest.
Ooh.
Opening the chest was, there was a little small treasure chest at the table. We had to mm-hmm. solve another puzzle to get the next clue.
Oh, yeah. There was a combination lock, right?
Yeah.
That we had to open.
So we had a really quick lunch. It was kind of, it was like, what, 11 o'clock maybe?
Yeah.
So we opened the chest.
Just keep in mind, we're still hungover as shit.
Oh, yeah, bro.
For this whole thing. So trying to eat a greasy burger after running around was a bit much.
Yeah. But, you know, it was fun. Honestly, mm-hmm. if this wasn't a Goonies adventure, I would have tapped out.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the worst part is coming up as far as testing our metal with our hangovers go on.
So we open the chest at the table. We have lunch. We probably had some hair of the dog. So the clue inside the little treasure chest says, Bravo! Now finish your drinks and hop on the 1208 train to Old Town train station.
Oh, Lord.
Yep. Someone is waiting on board. I was like, what? So we had to run across the street, catch the train. We got on the train, and the train is, you know, it's a train.
Packed.
Oh, yeah. It was packed. You know what it was? Mm. I think because there was probably another Padres-Dodgers game.
Yeah.
And everybody was taking the train down for it.
Yeah. So it was standing room only.
We were standing on the train. It's going back and forth. And we're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then suddenly this fairly attractive woman starts making a beeline for us. So I'm like, hello? And she hands me an envelope. And is basically like, Chester wanted me to give this to you. And
oh, yeah, like, that's what? Right. Okay.
Who's this rando person?
Yeah.
Giving me clues.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, holy, like every step, it just seemed like this thing got bigger and bigger and bigger, you mm-hmm. know, that this was just not some family party. Because at this point, I still had no idea that this was like a curated experience.
Mm-hmm.
The clue that she gave us told us to go to Old Town, and we had to find our way to, it was like a winery, sort of a wine shop.
Yeah. Yeah. Right before that, though, you're skipping a part. We get off the train. We find a little grassy knoll where Yumi and Aaron parked it, and they had Pinchers of Peril style clues for the next one.
Yes. You tell this part.
At this point, we get ahead of schedule, we get behind the schedule on this thing, so it's kind of dynamic. And at this point, we're a little behind schedule deciphering this clue. So I'm in contact with the guy, and he had messed up, not to talk trash or anything, it was just a simple mistake. But he had put the wrong numbers inside the mouth, so we eventually got it figured out.
These riddles were difficult.
Yeah, they were kind of tough, which was cool. So, so we had to book it over to, how would you explain that area?
It's Old Town, so it's a historical area, but there's a lot of restaurants and shops. Mm-hmm. And almost like a plaza, I guess.
Yeah, it's all contained within this area, like an outside mall almost. Right, so we go in there, and they set up flights for us, right? That was another prepaid thing.
Yeah, there was flights of beers.
Yeah.
At this point, I was like, oh, man, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can do any of these. But we did it. So we're at the little wine shop. We're mm-hmm. having some beers. We solve a puzzle. We get another clue that says, hitch a ride to the San Diego Maritime Museum. One of the ships has cannons with the following names, Spitfire, Bulldog,
mm-hmm.
Elizabeth. Check the book in the Great Cabin. So in San Diego, there's two ships that basically look like the Inferno from the Goonies. We had to go on one of those ships. This is very good.
Yeah. This
is a total Goonies adventure.
Yeah.
And so we're on this boat and we go down below.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just this another random guy just standing there looking out, you know, at the water. I'm like, is this the guy? That it says one of the clues says, there is a gentleman below deck at the Star of India. Tell him Chester Jr. sent you.
Mm-hmm.
So you just go up to someone like, Chester sent me. It's like just not the right person.
Yeah. No, they were pretty conspicuous. Right. Yeah. They wouldn't.
We should just go out in public and just go up to strangers and say, Chester sent me.
I'm sure we'll get a taker. But yeah, just to give you an idea of the length that this company went through, I mean, they had to get tickets for the museum. I'm pretty sure they had to clear it with the museum staff. They can go and mess around, because I seem to remember the clues we found were kind of tucked into areas, weren't they?
Yeah, especially in the Star of India. It was inside these old school books. I kind of felt like I shouldn't be picking them up. I thought I was going to be in trouble. So yeah, the guy on the boat, that was actually Chris. That's the guy that owns Constructed Adventures. At the time, I had no idea who he was.
Yeah, and he gave us these huge, dense cupcakes.
I think they were Sprinkles cupcakes.
Yeah, but they're huge, right? They were
ginormous.
Yeah, and they're like, here, and we're like, oh no.
So we have to eat. In true Goonies fashion, it was another. Well, it would be like a one-eyed Willy riddle, right? But in this case, mm-hmm. it was a Chester Copperpot riddle, which I guess is a nice little change.
Sure.
So that clue sent us to a comic shop in downtown San Diego. Mm-hmm. Which is pretty cool. If you guys know me, I'm super into comics. So we show up at the comic shop, and the people there know that we're coming. They're expecting us.
Yep.
Which gets a little unnerving, actually, after a while, when everywhere that you show up, people like are looking at you.
Yeah.
And they're expecting you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like, I don't know, what kind of a movie is like that where you're being watched by everyone?
They Live. When he's wearing the glasses and they're like looking at him, and he's like, oh,
maybe. So at the comic shop, another clue that basically says, pick a comic on me, which I didn't know at the time. My wife had given him $100. We could have spent $100 at the comic shop. I got one comic. I didn't
you
know.
You did?
Yeah, I didn't know. The clue said pick a comic. So I picked up one comic.
Oh.
Yeah. Finally, the day when we got home, I was like, did you get a lot? I was like, I got one. She's like, I gave him $100.
Oh my gosh.
So whatever. That was gone.
Yeah. Just another quick interjection here. During this whole time, as Anthony said, we're all dressed up, three of us, as three of the main Goonies.
Oh, yes.
And Sloth. And I don't know about Anthony's inner monologue, but I'm getting a little disappointed that no one's recognizing who the hell we are. And it wasn't until we're coming out of the comic book shop. Of course, some comic book nerds coming in.
No, they're driving.
No, it was people a car. Yeah, that's right. It was a car driving by. They said, hey, it's a Goonies.
No, they screamed out, hey, you guys.
Oh, is that what they said?
Yeah. Those people knew what's up.
Yeah, but still.
Universally loved movie.
We should have got
poor Matthew was wearing this tricorn pirate hat the entire day.
Yeah,
we're just like, I mean, this is a Saturday afternoon. We're going through like all these touristy places. There's thousands of people there.
Well, your plaid pants weren't any better.
Aaron's got like a red, you know, headband on.
Totally 80s looking dude.
You got a Superman shirt with the pirate hat.
Yeah. I probably could have gotten all our stuff for free anyways. He probably would have said, oh, look at the little guy. Let's give him some free stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. So at this point, too, I have to mention we're running behind schedule in sort of a big way. And so the guy's like, hurry, have him pick on. Because there was I think there was another train we had to meet.
Now that note that said, pick a comic on me, then head over to the Santa Fe station. Take the 336 train back to the Solana station. Someone will deliver your final instructions. I do not remember who delivered the final instructions.
Me neither.
Huh. I wonder if that's something that maybe he just gave you and you just told us where to go.
It might have been.
Let me also say, this was part of my language. This is a little fucked up part. Because, you know, everywhere we go, basically like beers have already been bought for us.
Yeah.
And the last, once we get to the Solana station, we had to drive to the last part. And I was like, I don't think we should be driving, man.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
I felt completely uncomfortable at this point. Yeah. I was like, I do not want to drive where we got to go, you know?
I forgot. Yeah, we had to go quite a ways too.
Well, it really wasn't that far, but no, you know, still.
It felt,
you
know,
yeah. I did not want to do it, but we did. Sorry, yeah. Law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Yeah, we ended up kind of like at a dead end road, right? That
it was a trailhead. It was a dead end road trailhead. Mm-hmm. There was another clue, the same. Follow this path.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going down this path, hiking down this path.
Oh, yeah. It was a blessing and a curse because at this point, you know, we're still a little inebriated and hungover. And the sweating and the toiling kind of helped with that effort.
Yeah, we kind of worked it off.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we come upon a skeleton with the rich stuff, lots of rich stuff in jewels. And there's a note that says, look in the jewel bag. And then it says, at least I didn't get crushed like my dad. Rest in peace, Chester Copperpot Jr. So I guess the skeleton was Chester Copperpot Jr.
Yeah.
It looks like you took so long that I died of old age. With my last breath, I wrote this letter and wax sealed it. You'll find the key. And in the letter was a key.
Mm-hmm.
And that key was to the trunk that was in the living room at the beginning of the adventure.
Yeah. Wasn't there a little bag of jewels that we also found at some point? Or is that the last clue?
That's where the key was, in the bag of jewels.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me also say that this entire adventure took about 6 hours. We're flying through it. But this whole thing, we were going up and down the coast. We probably covered 50 miles between the trains, everywhere else, you know, Ubers to stores. It was a 6 hour adventure. So we head back home and there's a million people at the house. It was a surprise birthday party. The chest was in the backyard. All of our friends were there. There was a margarita machine.
Yeah. And then Chris? The people we ran into on our adventure were all there as well.
A fairly attractive female.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy from the boat were there. And that's when they introduced themselves as they were from Constructed Adventures. Like, oh my gosh, oh, I wonder.
Yeah.
So we opened the chest. Inside the chest is my birthday cake. It's a Goonies birthday cake. That's the true treasure.
Yeah, it was cool. We have a video of that too.
Oh, you have a video? I don't have a video.
Yeah, I have a video of you opening it.
Oh, damn. Got that, bro. You got to send me all your junk, man. Oh, and then you know what else was cool is that there were cups for the margaritas or whatever you wanted to drink. Where my wife, remember these, Matthew?
No. Oh, yeah.
My wife made like special cups where everyone knows that iconic image from the Goonies where the boys are looking over the map in the Walsh house.
Yeah.
She like managed to Photoshop my face in with the kids looking at the map. And she put that image on the cups.
It was great. I have mine somewhere.
I have like 100 of them.
Oh.
I should put these up as merch.
Yeah. Go. Just keep celebrating yourself there.
So yeah, man, it was awesome. We had a Goonies themed cake. There was my wife had she in the bathroom of our house that everyone used. There was a big painting of Michael Jackson. And she had a little thing framed that says, more amazing than the time Michael Jackson came over to her house to use the bathroom. She had,
I remember that.
She had pizza. She had, you know, quote, Godfather's pizza. It was pretty. She did an awesome job.
It was pretty amazing. Awesome. Yeah.
It was amazing, dude. So yeah, that was the best Goonies birthday party ever. You guys should have been there.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put up a ton of pictures on the website. I'll put up a bunch of pictures on the Insta. Yeah.
I mean, if you're in the San Diego area, what other areas do those guys serve? Is it just in that area?
That guy goes everywhere. He's done adventures in Spain.
Wow.
He does Europe. He does like Mexico. I mean, he does destination adventures. And I mean, not to talk or whatever, but like my wife told me it was like $4,000.
Yeah.
For this adventure. So, geez, you know.
I know. And they had to kill a guy to get a skeleton.
I've never spent that much money on my wife. No. Oh, no, I bought her a ring. That's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it was total dedication on their part as well.
Yeah. It was best, great. Man. It was really cool. I've saved all the clues, everything. My kids were pretty tiny at the time. Toby was maybe 5. Madeline was maybe 3.
Yeah.
Toby was decked. He was dressed up as Data. Madeline was dressed up as Andy. My wife was Moffertelli.
Are we going to, you know, are we going to revive those costumes for next year when we're celebrating the 40th?
Well, I mean, I still fit into my costume. Toby's Data costume, his jacket, I think he can still fit in it because it was actually for a bigger kid. And I just kind of like sewed up the arms. I think if I open them up, do you know how hard it was for me to find all those patches for that Data jacket? And those are like legit patches. I had to find all of the military ones. And we should do a whole episode just on how guns, just on how ants made the Data's military looking jacket. That was hard, dude.
That's an adventure.
Yeah. Memory Lane was fun.
It was good. Fun.
This is a bit of a different episode. Mm-hmm. You guys got to be super fans if you want to listen to this. If you got through to the end, I appreciate you guys listening.
Yeah.
You know, it was a little bit self-indulgent.
Right.
I suppose, but.
It gives, you know, it gives you fans ideas. Look at your wives and say, hey, this guy's wife got him this adventure. What's wrong with you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What kind of adventure can I make for my wife? I guess I could try to like kidnap Mariah Carey or Britney Spears or something.
Mm-hmm. You don't need a whole lot for Mariah Carey.
That's not really an adventure. Well, I guess running from the cops, that would be an adventure.
Yeah. If you're going to have Britney Spears in your house, that's going to be an adventure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't bag on Britney, bro.
Sorry.
All right, Matthew. Next episode, I have made an executive decision again. What I want to do, I'm having trouble with these interviews. So I want to do like, what's our favorite? Let's pick you, motherfucker. Let's pick our top 2 favorite Goonies merchandise items.
Ooh.
Top 2. What do you want to do? 2 or 3 or 5? Let's do 2.
3.
Let's do our top 3 Goonies merchandise. You guys out there should send us emails on what your top 3 Goonies merchandise items are. It could be anything, but it should be like officially licensed.
Now, is this stuff that we own or is this stuff we would like to own? No. Okay.
But if it's your favorite, you should probably have it.
I mean, does Sean Astin count as merchandise? Because I'll go get him.
I know you go get him, boy.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what was missing from that party? I think about it now, but at the time, I didn't think about it so much. But what we should have done at this party, when all my friends and family were there, we should have taken the Goonies oath.
Oh.
You know?
That would have been a great moment.
We could have made a lot of Goonies.
I know.
But we can make some right now.
Yes, we can.
All right, guys. Time for the Goonies oath. Raise your right hand and follow along. I'll start. I will never betray my Goondock friends.
We will stick together until the whole world ends.
Through heaven and hell and nuclear war, good pals, like...
Oh
my God.
You're stealing my thunder. It's because you're being narcissistic right now.
I know. I'm so sorry. I fucked that up. This is the first time we ever messed this up.
Let's start this over.
Oh no. Oh no.
Food, please.
I just feel like I'm falling apart.
Oh,
I can't believe I messed that up. That's all my mess. Bad, dude.
We got too excited.
I feel so bad.
It's okay.
What happens when you like stop a Goonies oath? Goonies, you have to start over. You know what? Goonies never say die, motherfuckers. Let's do this again. I will never betray my Goondock friends.
We will stick together until the whole world ends.
Through heaven and hell and nuclear war.
Good pals like us will stick like tar.
In the city or the country or the forest or the boonies.
I am proudly declared a fellow Goonie.
Oh, my God. I feel whole again.
Yeah.
All right.
If you stuck through that, you really are a Goonie.
Yeah, guys. I'm so sorry. I hope this wasn't someone's first Goonies oath. Mm-hmm. And I totally just janked it.
Yep.
But, well, that's what you get for being a first-time listener. You should have been right at the start, right at the jump of this podcast.
Yeah, you would have been sworn in a long time ago.
Yeah, you would have had 11 other oaths to fill that power meter or health meter of yours.
Mm-hmm.
So just one, but yeah. We'll get you next week.
Yeah, we'll get. Don't worry.
Yeah. Top okay. three Goonies merchandise. Favorite. It's going to be kind of hard because I got a lot of stuff that I really love. I was telling Matthew before we started recording that I have a shelf, a Goonies shelf. I rearranged it the other day and I'm pretty happy with it.
You know, I'll tell you that board game we played, I think it jumped. I can already preemptively say, I think it's already into the top three.
We got to do another game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I recently, if you guys follow us on Instagram, you saw that I recently got the full set for the Godfather's Pizza glasses. Matthew's had the set for a while.
Yep.
I finally decided to pull the trigger and get them. They're so cool. I'm never going to use them though.
They're beautiful. I don't use mine at all.
Yeah. So I put them up. I'm like, I really hope there's not an earthquake in California.
Yeah.
I'm seriously stressing about it. That there's going to be an earthquake and these glasses are going to break. They might be in my top three, but I got a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. Okay. We'll save that for next week.
All right. All right, guys. Thanks once again for joining us on Sloth Love Chunk. Join us again. And until next time. Oh, we need like an outro.
We do.
We need a sign off.
Yeah. Keep gooning it up. No. Keep on being a goonie. No. Goonie time every time. No. We'll work on it. I mean, what is there a line from the movie that naturally lends itself to a sign off? I don't think so. It all ends here.
No. That would be a good one.
Fuck, is there? Why can't we think of one that naturally?
We could be like next time you listen to us, it might be in another town.
The well speech. Yeah, that'll take a while.
Next time you refresh your podcast feed, it might be in some other school.
Yeah. What else is there?
But this is our time. Our time.
You schmucks. What did the note say?
You really think I'd be stupid enough to kill myself?
Yeah.
Kill myself. Bonk.
Jake up. Oh no, okay. We'll think of something.
The lock. The lock.
The handle. Jake
up.
Let go of the handle. Let go of the lock.
Let go of the handle.
Jake up. And then he rolls down the window. Fire.
We actually had I got a message from one of the guys that he's a very loyal listener.
Ooh.
And he told us that we're probably going to have to start recreating scenes because how many episodes can we get from one movie? Thank you. I know.
What was his suggestion? Just
we're gonna have scenes? To like we're gonna have to reenact scenes from the movie.
Oh,
just me and you, which that's fine. I would love that.
Yeah, I could do that.
We could do that all day, bro.
Yeah, but we have to. Yeah, because we can't just say, so we'll see. You know, when you're trying to hang up the phone with somebody, you just keep on rambling. We gotta have something solid.
Okay, what rhymes with Goonies? We'll see you soonies.
No.
See you later, said Data.
I don't know. We're gonna have to think about this.
We suck, bro.
I know. I can't think. Well, there's no goodbyes in Goonies. No, they never say goodbye at any point.
Oh, you know what we should do? Even though it's time to say goodbye, Goonies never say die.
Oh, let's workshop that.
What do you think about that?
Let's try that one.
You want to try right now?
Yeah.
Okay, you do it.
Okay. All right, you guys. Anthony and I just hashed out a sign-off that we're going to work. This is the first attempt at it.
And don't set it up.
I don't know. Okay. Okay, Anthony and I...
We now set it up again. Okay. Hey guys, Matthew came up with something cool.
All right, you guys. What was it again? Even that
you totally lost the moment.
We hate to say goodbye.
Don't say that. Sounds too sentimental.
Even that I can't remember what you said.
Even though it's time to say goodbye, goodness never said die.
Yeah.
All right, now you do it.
All right. Even guys. Though it's time to say goodbye.
Start over.
All right, you guys. Even though it's hard to say goodbye, no. Time to say goodbye. All right, you guys, it's time to say goodbye. But Goonies, they never say die.
Oh, yeah. That's so good. Whew. All right. We'll see you guys probably next week. We're not going to do 2 weeks on this one. We're going to do it next week because totally lose the mojo when we do 2 weeks. I completely forget how to do this stuff.
Yeah.
Totally. Thanks for listening, guys. Uh-huh. Appreciate you.
Bye.
Well, hang up, Matthew. That's the end of the episode.
Oh, well, you scared still recording.